Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we focus on a special author from Hayleville, Alabama. Her name is Amanda Hood, and her book title is Everything's Fine. She just had a book signing event in Hayleville, thanks to the school, and I'm glad to have Amanda Hood on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amanda.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm excited about this conversation to talk to you about your book and help listeners understand where you're coming from as an author. Getting this show started, let's just talk about, when did you decide to be a writer?
So I've always wanted to write. It's just something that over the, you know, several years, I would write things down. But I really got serious about this story about 3 years ago. This story just kept kind of playing over and over in my mind. And then last year, I got serious about getting it down on paper. So anyway, that's how it came to be.
The title's very enticing, Everything's Fine, because obviously we know that life, everything's not fine all the time. And some things we face challenges and difficulties, but I'm guessing that with Everything's Fine, that's a play on the subject of the story there.
Yes. So Sarah, she's the main character. And of course she is a teenager, you know, she's 17. And basically, you know, she thinks she's got everything figured out, but we know as adults that at 17, we don't have anything figured out. And there are so many mistakes that we all make as teens, and, you know, some are bigger than others, but, at the end of the story, she just learns to live a life that she can be proud of, and she's that's worthy of grace, and or that she feels is worthy of grace. And anyway, she just, for her, everything at the end, it is fine, but that's because she focuses on what she's supposed to be focusing on, which is just, you know, that our mistakes do not define us. It's what we do with mistakes afterwards.
Amanda, did you see yourself in this character, Sarah?
Well, sure. I think all of us have a little bit of Sarah in us, that especially when we're trying to do things, when we're trying to be good people and when we're trying to do the right things and we're trying to make good decisions, and sometimes we fail. Sometimes we don't make the best decision, and then we, of course, question ourselves, and we just go through this self-doubt and guilt and those kinds of things. So basically, especially when we're teenagers, you know, we go through that a lot more. And as we get older, we learn that sometimes, you know, you do make those mistakes, but you learn what to do with them a lot better than when you're a teenager.
How did your experience go at Hayleville High School as you spoke to students about your book?
So it was really great. It was actually my second book signing. The first one we held at the Dandelion in Hayleyville, and some of my former students got to come there, and you know, from the community, some adults and things like that. But then at the school, the book had already caught on with a few of my students, and so they had been chatting about it, and so I guess more people were talking, and I thought, this is such a great opportunity. And Miss Garner had approached me, which is our assistant principal, and she was like, hey, let's have a book signing. I'm so excited. And I was really excited to get to share just some insight of how, you know, as an adult, how we should be, because this book is really more for teenagers. But if adults are reading it as well, I just think that we can see that what teenagers are going through. But a lot of the kids, they would say things to me like, I feel like I am this character. Goodness, I've done this. You know, it was just, it was a humbling experience.
I think that all of us can look back on our teen years, and as they call some formative years when we're younger, and those decisions that we make lead us to where we are as adults. But if we can look back at the challenge of being a teenager and working through that and ultimately going out on our own and making big decisions in our lives, we could look at our teenage years as those years where we may not have necessarily been prepared to make a lot of decisions that we had to make, but we're all learning. We all are on our first time around. Last time I checked, nobody's lived multiple lives. We have one chance. And so everybody has that first experience of being a teenager. And sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great for people.
Right, for sure. So, you know, the teens in this particular novel that I decided to portray, it follows Sarah, of course, and then there's also her boyfriend, Rick. And both of them have their home lives. They're very different home lives, but there are different challenges within their home life. And then, of course, you know, there are other characters in there. But, you know, we have no idea where anyone's coming from. And sometimes, you know, you've got great role models as parents. Sometimes it's a teacher. Sometimes it's people you go to church with or somebody in the community, you know, but just like you said, no one knows how to do this. And as a 17-year-old girl, she definitely does not. I mean, none of us know what we're doing at 17. So,
what grade do you teach, Amanda?
12th grade.
Oh, wow. That's the grade. 17. That's perfect. How long have you taught seniors?
Well, I've been teaching for almost 17 years, 5 or 6 years, I think. I've been teaching seniors around 5 or 6 years now.
Well, you know, there are some teachers who will absolutely not teach high school, and there's those who will absolutely not teach elementary school. What was it that led you to teaching in high school yourself?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I will be honest with you. I think it is a calling. And for me, I was inspired by several of my high school teachers. And, you know, I had a really close bond with a lot of them. And I guess the influence and the impact and the only thing I can honestly say is that it was a calling. Like, I don't know how to explain it any other way. I just knew that's where I was supposed to be.
Amanda, can you name off some of those teachers that were examples for you that encouraged you to take the path that you did?
Sure. So I had Miss Kim Williams. She was my English teacher. She's a phenomenal teacher and person. I had Coach Steve Spiller. He was our math teacher. I think we had him 3 or 4 years. I think he moved up with our grade every year. He was fantastic. Listen, there are so many. I just had a ton of really good teachers in high school. Brenda Tucker, Miriam Tucker. I could name them all. There are so many who had an impact on my life, and they were fantastic human beings, fantastic teachers. I don't want to start naming a whole bunch because I don't want to leave anybody out. You know, I don't want to leave anybody out because I honestly had a wonderful high school experience where the teachers there, you could tell they loved their job and they were really there for the kids. And, you know, that's what mattered to them, the kids.
I'll tell you, Amanda, for me, I remember the teachers that I had in elementary school because I had one teacher. Then when you get to high school, you have multiple teachers, you're changing classes. And so you really have to stand out to be a memorable teacher in high school. Otherwise, you've got 6 or 7 different teachers that a student encounters throughout the day. Like I said, I could go back to kindergarten and remember Miss Woodruff and my first grade teacher, Miss Thornton, and Miss McFarlane in second grade, and Miss Poole in third grade, and Miss Garrett in fourth grade. And then once you started changing classes, it becomes a little more difficult to remember those teachers.
When you're in high school, you know, I see over 100 kids, which we are on a different schedule, but it's we have a schedule where we see our kids every other day. It's alternating. But total, I have over 100 kids that I see a day. So, you know, when they come in my classroom, I've got to make sure that I can be impactful and that I can, you know, you got to be on top of your game. You got to be ready. And so if you're going to influence them, if you're going to change lives, if you're going to make that point, you got to make sure that you're there and you're present and you're prepared and that you're really where you're supposed to be. And that goes back to having a calling. You know, you can't just go into teaching or education for any other reason than it's a calling.
Absolutely. Folks, right now we're talking to Amanda Hood. She's not only a teacher, but she is an author, and we're talking about her book, Everything's Fine. I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about how you can connect with Amanda Hood. She's had a couple of book signings in Haleyville, and we're tickled to have her on the show right now, and I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Amanda Hood to talk about her book, Everything's Fine. Welcome back to the show, Amanda.
Thank you.
How's your book doing so far as people getting those books signed and making those purchases?
So far, I'm pleased. Honestly, in the beginning when I first wrote it, it was not about as much as, you know, making a profit or whatever. It was more about getting it into the hands of somebody who might need it and it might make a difference in their lives. So, but like I said, the last two book signings, I sold out both of those.
Which wow.
I was so thankful. I'm just thankful. You know, there are no words to explain how grateful that I am for my community. And online, it's done really well. For me, I'm not a best-selling author or anything like that. But
you might be. You might be on your way.
Hopefully. But so online, I think it's doing well. It has its peaks and then it flows on Amazon. But around in my community so far, it's been fantastic.
Well, Amanda, it does start with our communities, with any effort we have with our friends, our family, those close relationships. They're the ones who are able to be that word of mouth for you and to start in Haleyville and have such success. I can see it spreading throughout your area as it makes its way to the different counties surrounding.
And it's very possible that after you get on this show and this airs for the listeners, as it goes around the state of Alabama and into Tennessee and into Georgia, that you'll have even more people who will go to purchase your book and read Everything's Fine, especially those teenagers. I hope that parents, if they're listening right now, maybe they'll encourage their young person to purchase the book. I know that most of my listeners, because of the nature of my subjects, it's mostly people who are a little bit older, who've had some experiences in life, maybe some difficulties, and they know what it's like to go through some challenges and want to help other people. But I know that I have grandparents and I have parents that can talk to their young people and say, this is a book that I'd like to give you maybe as a Christmas gift, a holiday gift.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
Well, I'm very excited about the opportunity that we have right now talking about your book. And is there anything else you would like to share about the book that might pique people's interest in purchasing the book?
Well, so I guess there are, and I just want to go ahead and put out there that there is, it's a lot of heavy content. You know, we've got in the book, teen pregnancy, teen drinking, some drug use, there's even, you know, suicide and mental health and us trying to battle all of those things, the insecurities that everyone faces at some point in time in, you know, his or her life. But, and I know it sounds so heavy and so dark, but that's not the story. The story doesn't end there. The story is overcoming adversity and, you know, living a life that you can change and you can be proud of. And at the end of the day, you can turn around and look back and say, okay, I have come through that. I'm better. I'm stronger.
Yes.
And there's hope.
These are realities of life. Those subjects need to be covered even more. As I've talked about mental health, I've talked about depression, I've talked about suicide awareness and prevention. These are all subjects that teenagers especially have to face. As we talked about, they're changing, they're making decisions in life. They have some very difficult roads ahead of them sometimes with social media and all the different interactions that people have the ability now to connect. And some people use that in a good way and some people don't. And it can affect a young person's life. I know that there are things that happened to me when I was a teenager that definitely set the course for me when it comes to anxiety and depression and other issues by the way I was treated. And I know that there are young people out there right now who need to be told that their life is going to be okay, that there are people out there who are here to support them, who care about them. And that's an amazing message that we can share with our young people, is that we have a team of people ready, willing, and able to be support for them when they're going through their challenges, that they're not alone.
For sure. And, you know, and I don't want to give too much away, but Sarah's platform, from the things that she goes through, you know, she begins this, I don't want to even call it a crusade, I guess, to bring awareness to mental health. And, you know, just from the things that either happen to her directly or to the people around her, she chooses a path to bring awareness to those things.
That sounds great. Amanda, tell people how you want them to connect with you and how you want them to purchase your book, okay?
Okay, so of course, I'm on Facebook, and I can order and get copies to you, Amanda Hood, and I'm from Haleyville, Alabama. You can also, I'm working on a website right now. I haven't got it completed yet, so hopefully that'll be up soon, but I will post that on my Facebook account when that is up and going. You can also go on Amazon.com. You can order books from there, and in Haleyville, my books are available at The Dandelion.
Excellent. Amanda Hood, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about your book. And I hope that people will look into this, especially our teenagers. Look into Everything's Fine. Go to Amazon. They can purchase the book. Or, as you mentioned, if they're in the Haleyville area, I do have a lot of people who follow in Haleyville, and they can go to Dandelion and get that book. It's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for your work as a teacher. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. And before that, we'll be hearing Ella Ann Brandon, the daughter of David and Brianna Brandon, singing
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at hydrationl.com. That's hydration, the letter L.com.
Here's Ella and Brandon to sing Twinkle Twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the sky so high, like a diamond in the sky.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Daddy and Me by Alfreda Ragland, illustrated by Bianca Easy. And now, here's Cora White.
Hello, friends. It's me, Buddy. Growing up, I loved watching my dad work on cars. I would lay right beside him and pass him tools. I really didn't know what they were, but Dad always had so much patience and explained every tool we used. Whenever I'd hand him the wrong tool, he'd just smile and say, "No, son, wrong tool. Try another one." Not only was this time for Dad and I to bond, but it was really also an excuse to get a little dirty and not get into trouble with Mom. One Saturday, our neighbor stopped by to ask Dad to change the oil in his van, and Dad said yes. I was super excited to help my dad. This time was a little different. We got started with the oil change, and I was so excited that I didn't hear Dad tell me to wait before I removed the oil pan. Well, I bet you guess what happened next. Oil went everywhere. I was covered in thick black oil from head to toe, and it went all over the driveway. Dad carefully pushed the car out of the driveway to clean the oil spill, and boy, was there a lot of oil. Mom must have seen us from the kitchen window. I just knew she would be upset when she came outside. Her arms were full of cleaning supplies. She stood smiling as she calmly asked, "Buddy, what on earth have you done to yourself?" Before I could answer, Mom started laughing. She laughed so hard that she slipped on the oil and landed flat on her back. The cleaning supplies scattered all around her. Dad walked from the back of the van and was startled at first when he seen that Mom was okay. He began laughing too. "This is you guys' mess, so you clean it up," Mom said as she ran inside to clean herself up. Dad began gathering the supplies from the driveway. After he finished, he turned on the water hose to rinse me off. The water was ice cold. I wasn't getting the oil out, so Dad poured dish soap on top of my head. He also put some in his hair. He said they use dish soap on the birds that get into oil that sometimes spills into the ocean. It works on them, so let's see if it will work on you, Buddy. To our surprise, it did work. I could see the color of my arms and legs again. The oil was no longer dripping from my hair. I was soaking wet, but I was happy to get the oil out. To hear the rest of Daddy and Me, you can purchase your copy at alfredaragland.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.